Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Do you need more money in your life? That may seem like a silly question, but it is a serious question on today's call. Do you need more money in your life? Well, God knows where to get it. There were two men who needed money. One of them had a word of knowledge from God about what the other one could do to get some miracle money for both of them. They each had bills to pay. Do you have some bills to pay? What if you could find supernatural supply of money where you would never live in lack again? All money problems could be solved. Bills could be paid. You or other people could have the things your family needs, and the gospel could and would be taken to the ends of the earth. We have so many wonderful praise reports coming into our ministry from people who turned their lives around, even those who've gotten off welfare, not through government programs, but through faith in God. It shouldn't be the government's responsibility to provide for the poor. It ought to be God's business and the business of the church. The Bible tells us to feed the hungry, but we also need to feed them the Word of God. God knew that when the poor heard the gospel, their faith would rise up. The gospel then takes root in them and begins to give them direction and results. Well, results began to happen.
Jesus talks about miracle money in Matthew 17, verses 24 through 27, and this is what it says. And when they, speaking of Jesus and Peter, were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute? He saith, Yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, Of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, Then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take, and give unto them for me and thee.
The tax collectors frankly asked Peter if Jesus paid his bills. Peter assured them that he did and presented the matter to Jesus, who promptly spoke a word to Peter that was beyond natural reasoning. He told Peter to go down to the sea and cast a hook, and the first fish he caught would have enough money in its mouth to pay both their bills. Not only was Peter going to get his taxes paid supernaturally, but Jesus was going to get his paid as well. This is the way that God pays his bills, through believers acting upon his word. Let me say it again. This is the way God pays his bills, through believers acting upon the word. This is the way the gospels preach. This is the way God's servants are paid. This is the way the believer gets his needs met also. When we act upon the word of God, it will produce results in our lives.
Listen carefully to what Paul boldly declared in Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Do you have a need? Whatever your need is, whenever it arises, our God shall supply all your needs through Christ Jesus. Peter was being taught to trust the Lord for his income. Jesus was always teaching the disciples how to trust him, how to walk in his word, his way. When Jesus first sent the disciples out, he said in so many words, don't take anything with you. Don't take a purse, a coat, or shoes. Don't take anything. Go out there and trust me. You can read about that in Matthew 10:9-10. Matthew 10:9-10. So the disciples went out with anything, and God provided for them. They learned to trust God for everything. God wanted to teach them to be totally dependent upon him.
And I think he's trying to teach us that very same thing.
Yes, he is.
Luke 22, verses 35 and 36 says, "And he said unto them, When I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, Nothing. Then said he unto them, But now he that hath a purse or a wallet, let him take it, and likewise his scrip or his money. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one."
First, they started out with nothing, and they learned to trust the Lord. Then the Lord said, "You can have some things." This is a biblical principle. First, we learn to trust God, and then we can have some things. Second, once we learn to give up everything and trust the Lord, then we can have some things. But don't forget, we cannot forget to continue to trust the Lord.
Amen.
If we want to carefully, well, let me say it this way. If we want to know where to find our supernatural supply, listen to the rest of this teaching very carefully. Peter goes down to the sea and casts a hook. Now, let me say first off, he was a fisherman. He fished with nets. He didn't fish with hooks. So he was moving on faith when Jesus told him to go down and told him, you know, where the fish was. Now, regardless of whether that fish was a bass, a brim, a barracuda, swordfish, or whatever else, I'm confident if you and I did that, we wouldn't find any money. How did the money get inside that fish's mouth? First of all, Jesus spoke the word of faith and he prophesied. Second, Jesus spoke the word and Peter acted on the word. And third, Peter's obedience to Jesus' spoken word caused abundance to flow into Peter's life. He and Jesus were able to eat the fruit of Jesus' words.
Now listen to Proverbs 18, verse 20 through 21. "A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth." Think of that. "A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Wow.
You know, the real key to this mystery, honey, is found in Matthew 6:33.
Amen. And we all know Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you."
Peter was seeking to help Jesus in his work, to have Jesus pay his bills. But because he sought to help God's kingdom, instead of seeking to pay his own bill, enough money was found to pay off Jesus' bills and his. When we put God first, let me say it again, when we put God first, everything else we need is added unto us. That's one of the keys of supernatural supply. When Jesus spoke the word and Peter acted on the word, it brought definite results into existence. We must have this kind of supernatural faith. We need to get our eyes off what we understand with our natural abilities. We need to stop looking at circumstances and quit trying to figure out how we're going to receive from God. Instead, we need to get our eyes on the word of God and obey the man of God. Jesus spoke a word to Peter. He said, "Peter, go fishing. Open the mouth of the first fish you catch, and you'll find money in it. Then go pay our bills." Now, this next sentence is very important. The first thing that caused Peter to receive was the word. But Peter first had to believe the word, and then he had to act on the word. Receive, believe, act. Many times, we don't do things because we try to figure it out in our own abilities, our natural mind. When we try to figure out the situation, we're limiting God because his ways are greater than ours. Peter didn't just hear the word. He understood it. But most importantly, he acted on the word. Faith without works is death. We must decide, is the Word of God true? When we get our eyes off the natural and on God, then miracles begin to happen. That's what caused Peter to be able to walk on the water, had his eyes on the Lord. On the word come, he stepped out of the boat and stepped toward Jesus. When you act on faith in the word that you hear, you're stepping into Jesus. When you step out of the boat onto the waters of life, we're beginning to, when we do that, we're beginning to operate in Jesus. We're taking dominion and authority in the earth over natural conditions. We're exercising power over all the ability of the enemy. All we need is a word, and not just any word, but a word from God. It pays to listen. It pays to listen. God speaks to us all the time. We just have to listen. Hear this next sentence very carefully. Signs follow the believer. They do not lead the believer. God wants us to, he wants us to act on his word. He wants us to act on his word because he's given it. We must act on it. He's given us the word. We have to act on it before miracles occur. It pays to listen to God. Whatever the Lord says to do, do it. No matter how long it takes, just do it. He has a supernatural supply for all of us, but we have to tap into the Word of God to experience that. We do.
We have to listen to what it is that the Word is saying to us when we ask Him.
And make no mistake, His Word is speaking to us, to you, to me, to us, today and every day.
Amen.
We just need to tap into the Word. And when we do that, and we move in faith believing, then we'll be moving toward our supernatural supply. On a personal note, we'd like to thank everyone for your best wishes and emails and comments on social media, text, for our best wishes yesterday on our 46th wedding anniversary. It was a great day, and you made it even more special. You really did. Hallelujah. 46 years and counting, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You've been blessed by the teaching. Go to heraldherring.com up at the top where it says soul seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. It's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.